Okay.
3, 2, 1, Eric.
Yes. All right. Good evening. I am Eric, and I am your keeper of arcane lore as we dive into the finale of the classic Call of Cthulhu investigation, The Haunting. With me tonight is Mark.
Good evening. I've got Donald Kennedy.
Yes, you do. Goose.
Good evening, all. I am Harold Sullivan.
Graham.
Hi, all. Graham here, and I play a character called Conrad Klein, a psychologist.
Kate.
Hoi, hoi. I'm Dottie, and I am a journalist.
And rounding it all out, Steve.
Hi, everybody. I'm playing Dorian Dunn.
All right. When last we left our starting to become terrified investigators, they were exploring the upstairs of the haunted house on 20 Sheep Street. Dottie and Harold had gotten themselves locked into a room that started bleeding on top of them. And the bed tried to attack Harold. I really wanted it to. And it missed. He dodged out of the way, and I was very disappointed.
Just lucky, too.
Yes, just, you barely made that. Just barely. And after that, they went into the bathroom to attempt to clean up. And Mr. Dunn was going to attempt to drain out the tub when he saw a spooky image in the tub. It disappeared, and he was the only one who saw it. He successfully passed his sanity check, but I neglected, in the thrill of trying to kill Goose's character, I neglected to make Dottie and Harold make sanity checks. So, before we go any further, could you two roll a sanity check for me?
All right, I have to roll above my number, right?
Below.
Oh, good, I got 27.
Kate, what
did
Dottie?
72.
I believe that's over Dottie's sanity, isn't it? No.
No,
that is below Dottie's sanity. 80. Yes, you have the highest sanity of everyone here. That's right. However, because of the nature of this terrifying event, you still both lose one sanity. So, Dottie, you are now down to 79. And Harold, you are down to 59.
So how would that work? How much do you lose if you fail the roll?
I get to roll, I think it's a D3, and then you lose the whatever I roll.
No.
In this case, it's described as a 1/1d3. So on a success, you still lose some sanity because a bed attacked you. It's pretty scary.
it's everyday occurrence.
No, it's not.
I know.
Nice try.
Damn it.
All right. So we're going to actually leave the upstairs and pick up with Dr. Klein outside, who has heard quite a bit of ruckus. Dr. Klein.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, there was a bunch of ruckus, and then it died down. And I was outside on the street out front looking down the side of the house, I guess the right-hand side of the house facing the house.
Here, let me bring up
each. If the street vagrant who is occupying the upstairs tried to make a break for it out the window upstairs. However, that hasn't happened. The commotion has died down, so I assume the street vagrant has been neutralized, probably by our large boxer friend, and I'm going to make my way back into the house and see what's going on with the group.
Very good. Okay. So we will assume that you just enter in and make your way down the hallway and up the stairs. As you come up, you see the odd scene of Harold and Dottie cleaning up what appears to be a red goopy substance off of their clothes and out of their hair and off their skin as best as possible.
Have we got the vagrant? Did he splash red paint on you?
No, I don't think there is a vagrant here.
What was all the commotion?
Well, I don't know if you could understand this. But it's definitely not a swamp gas thing.
Dorian walks past you out of the bathroom, says, "Ghosts!" And then turns to look up the hallway to the rooms that we haven't looked at yet.
Conrad's just smiling and nodding at that. Taking mental notes. Well, I trust everyone is okay, and we can continue to investigate this house and make sure that there's nobody here.
Yeah, yeah.
You do notice that Dottie and Harold do seem a little shaken. Not a lot, but they definitely seem like something's happened.
Would I recognize it as blood? Would I have to make, is there a medicine check or something like that?
Let me think about that for a second.
I do have medicine. I put some points into it.
You do? Go ahead. Make a medicine check. Just looking at it? Sure.
Yeah, just look. 51. So that's, 51. I've got 41, so I failed.
Yeah. Unless you want to spend some luck in order to bring that down, I'm going to say no. No.
Conrad isn't all that interested.
No, apparently not. Okay. And you do notice that Jimmy seems to be pulling out of his flask instead of actually hiding it, too. He seems to think something kind of strange is going on without saying it.
Okay. But the rest of the group seems to be all right. Well, I guess it's only our fighter pilot who's unchallenged, unaffected.
Well, how does Donald feel?
Where is he now? Is he up in the hallway still?
Yeah, you haven't gone into any of the other rooms at this point.
Yeah. I heard a bunch of noise. He's heard noises before.
You couldn't open the door.
Pardon?
You could not open that bedroom door.
Yeah. That was strange.
You, the boxer, and Jimmy were all trying to beat that door down, and it wasn't moving at all.
Hmm. But now it has.
Okay.
So the vagrant wasn't in the first room, and the other two rooms need to be checked.
Yes.
It stands to reason.
Dottie's not doing it.
as a doctor, I think you may want to check the next room.
What?
Yeah, you're all big on how it's swamp gas and it's something they ate and something they drank. You can have the next room.
Okay, that's fine.
I have to do some things.
Okay, so Dr. Klein, are you going into room number 2?
No, I'll go to the end of the hall, room number 1.
Room number 1? Okay.
I'll just open the door and take a look in, see if I can see the street vagrant.
You open the door, and it's a bedroom. It seems to be the master bedroom.
Ah, that this far from the bathroom? Oh, man.
Yep.
Poor, what was his name?
Vittorio.
Vittorio. Man, we have to get up to take a leak in the night. He's got a long walk.
Yeah. You notice, just like in the living room, there's many crosses, many votive candles, rosaries.
But nobody in the room. Ah, darn.
Nope. There seems to be no one in the room.
Okay. I guess we'll look in room number 2 then. It's probably the kids' room.
It is the children's room. It has 2 small beds. Toys, dressers, pictures that on the wall that you'd expect kids to have, cowboys, aircrafts.
Nothing seems to be too amiss here, so.
Nope.
I don't know what everyone's freaked out about.
Seemingly nothing in your eyes.
Last time we were here, I checked through the closets.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to take a little bit look through the closets?
Yeah, I'll go back to room 2 and start looking in the room 2 again.
Okay, go for it.
Nope, I got 59.
It's a bedroom.
Bedroom.
Got toys. Beds. It's a kid's room.
Stupid room. Go to room one.
Sure, go for it. Have at it.
That's better. I got 24.
24. It is the master bedroom.
My spot hitting is 25, so I'm good now.
It's the master bedroom.
It's where the magic happened.
It's where the magic happened. That is correct.
The windows were closed, though, right?
Yep, all the windows are closed.
Mm.
In the master bedroom, you do notice that same smeary, greasy substance is on the window panes. So you can see out of them, but they're slightly obscured.
Slightly opaque. Okay.
Yep.
But that's all the windows. The windows in the hall, the windows downstairs.
Yep, you've noticed that with all the windows in the house. It all seem to be the same.
Oh, yeah, we really need to... Landlord, Mr. Knott, really, he's going to need to hire a cleaning service to come in here and wants to put this place back on the market.
Oh, the amount of dust in here is ridiculous.
The cleaning service is least of Mr. Knott's worries.
Yeah, we do need to take some soil samples in the basement.
Yeah, it's time to go to the basement.
Basement? All right, you all head back downstairs to the top of the basement stairs.
Okay,
now, if I wasn't mistaken, the stairs were broke, right?
Yeah, they are partially broken. They do not seem entirely stable. It's possible to get down them if you can succeed on a dexterity check to get across them, or you guys have brought a ladder.
A ladder, yeah. Can we not? We'll use the ladder to climb down.
Okay.
I'm going to need, 2 minutes, guys.
Oh, sure.
Press pause.
Can we pause this thing?
No.
Okay, well, Danielle will just have to cut this chunk out.
Yeah. I can pause the timer. I can't pause the video.
Okay. But in the meantime, we'll just sit here and wait.
Daisy wouldn't do the dock diving. Well, she went up to it and she waddled down into the pool on the ramp, but she wouldn't jump off.
No?
It's fun to see, though. And she loved the lure coursing at the dog festival. She chased that bag rabbit around quite a bit.
Did you just say dog festival?
Yeah. Every year.
What?
Yeah, it's like a carnival for dogs.
Yep.
What? This is amazing. This is in Sarnia?
Yeah.
Every summer.
Where?
Just outside town, there's a horse and dog boarding farm, and they have it every year. It's a fundraiser for the Humane Society.
Fox and the Hound.
Yep. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so neat. Oh, poor Daisy. Hank is still a baby when it comes to jumping off dogs, too. Don't feel bad.
Scuddies can't swim. It was better that she didn't.
Oh, that's true. It's when they like to swim that you're stuck with every single mud puddle and body of water trying to keep them out.
Yeah. We had a friend pick Zoo because we were out camping, so I don't know how he handled it.
I saw the family photo. I'm like, where's Zoodle?
We don't take him camping because bugs go around his ass and his eyes and everything, so.
That's a hard time.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Oh, fair enough. Aw. I'm sure he's happy to see you guys.
Can you guys still see the map, or are you looking at my vision of all you guys?
I mean, no, we can't.
What map? I haven't saw a map all night.
No, that is a lie. I know that.
Okay. I'm looking at the ground floor right now.
Yes,
so are we.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, so
we're back. Hold on. Danielle, you have to edit everything out.
I mean, if they want to hear about that Humane Society thing, that's cool, but...
It was great.
I doubt it. That, okay. They're not paying us, so they don't get to hear about it.
It was a fundraiser for charity.
Yep. It's not a sponsorship. It's charity. Typically don't get paid to announce charitable things.
I don't agree.
Okay. Right. So you are at the top of the stairs, and you have brought a ladder with you.
Yes.
Okay, so how are you setting this ladder up?
I think typically we just lower the ladder down where the stairs are broken.
Okay.
Unless anybody else has an idea.
I don't have a different idea, but I don't like the way he asked that question.
Well, I wanted to know how you were planning to make use of the ladder. I think it is a perfectly reasonable question to ask, Gabe.
I think a perfectly reasonable answer is use it.
Yeah, I think our best bet is to effectively lay the ladder across the stairs and use the ladder instead of the actual stairs.
You can try that, sure.
Know what I mean?
So you're going to try to use it like a bridge down the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone agrees to this methodology?
Sure.
Why not? Let's guy the last episode.
That's certainly my plan for everything. But
Dorian will go first.
Okay, very good. Dorian, please make a luck roll for me.
Yes.
Let's see. How strong is coming out?
Eighty-four.
That is not below your luck of 45.
No.
Dorian, you suddenly start to feel the ladder start to move under your feet as you're coming down the stairs. Could you please make a dexterity check for me?
I can do that. That's actually better. By a little bit. 58.
58. Your dexterity of 60 makes that
just
enough. You manage to get about halfway down and can kind of hop off to the side and land.
Okay. No damage?
No damage.
Nice. It's a bit tricky, guys.
It is a bit tricky.
Am I able to, like, now that I'm at the bottom, am I able to, like, try and help stabilize the ladder to make it a little bit easier for the rest of the group?
Yes, you can do that, absolutely. I will allow you to give everyone... Who is going to go next?
I will.
Okay. But I heard Mr. Kennedy first, so he will go first. Could you please make a luck roll for me, Mark?
58 on my 50.
I need you to make a dexterity check, but you get to make it with advantage because you are being assisted.
Okay. 44.
44, very good. You make it down as well. It is a little dicey, but you manage to get to the bottom.
Who greased up the ladder?
I blame the ghosts.
Mr. Sullivan, I believe you are the next most eager to go down. Could you also make a luck roll for me?
I wouldn't say eager, but okay. Oh, shit. Oh, 19.
19.
Yep.
You get down, no problem whatsoever.
Perfect.
Dottie?
Okay, pass the shovel and the two buckets down into the basement.
Easily enough done.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn on my flashlight so we have some light.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. We'll get to that in just a second. Dottie, you want to come down? Please make a luck roll for me.
22.
You make it down without any problems whatsoever. Dr. Klein, you are the last to come down.
All right. make my luck roll here. 36.
36? That is enough. You make it down without any problems whatsoever. Mr. Dunn, could you please make, what would it be? Make a spot hidden check for me. Humor me.
Okay. 19.
19? That is a hard success. Good. Very good. You notice that when Donald was coming down the stairs, it almost seemed like the ladder was trying to move. But then it stopped, so, I don't know. Something to note.
Hmm.
And that brings us to the basement. I'm assuming everyone like to turn on their... I know it shows it as brick. It's not. It's a dirt floor.
But turn on the lamp.
Yeah, turn on our lanterns.
You all have different kinds. Now, could everyone please remind me which kind of what kind of light you brought with you?
Harold has an actual flashlight with battery.
Has so does Dottie.
Dottie has a flashlight, too. Okay, good. Mr. Dunn?
I believe it was kerosene.
Kerosene. Mr. Kennedy?
Carbide lantern.
Carbide, that's right. And Dr. Klein?
Kerosene lantern.
Kerosene lantern. Okay, so we have a mixture of fire and electricity illuminating this space we are in.
I'm a little disoriented here.
Mm-hmm.
So the stairs were at the back of the house, but they were coming, like we were walking south on the map. But it looks like this walks north to get downstairs.
It's broken. This is like the bottom of the stairs. It's not a very good representation.
Okay.
This is like the bottom board of the stairs.
Okay, so we would have pulled the ladder down kind of in the middle there.
Yeah. Yeah, except in my vision of it, there's a few more slats in there. So that you could have tried to step your way down.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right. Okay. So. Okay, this is a smallish room, and it contains scattered junk around the side. You see various tools, pipes, you see a trash can lid, there seems to be some lumber, nails and screws, and other random items. There also appears to be a small room to the top end of the north end of the room with a door on it.
What do I hear down here? Because wasn't there supposed to be a bunch of rats?
You had heard rats before. You can do a listen check if you would like.
I've got a pretty good listen. So that is a 29 out of 80.
29 out of 80.
That's a hard success, below half.
Yeah, that's a hard success, all right. So you do hear some more skittering. And you know the orientation of the building. To the east seems to be, there seems to be wall, like this all seems to be walled in. The skittering doesn't seem to be coming from the north or the south or the east. It seems to be coming from the west side of the room.
Okay, so left side of the picture here?
Yeah, so on this side of things.
Well, so let's go kind of go down into kind of parallel with the stairs. Kind of to the left of where your hand is, like kind of in the middle of the room, and dig up a bit of soil and put it in a bucket.
Sure, sure. Make a strength check for me. You're doing manual labor.
All right. I got a 12. Oh, no, 21.
21? You seem to have no problem. You get a couple spades full of soil, and you put it in the bucket.
Okay. Then kind of, if you drew a line across the short axis, kind of mirrored position. So for like 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock in the room. So just go up,
so up here,
over here somewhere. Yeah. And, just another, whatever, couple scoops to fill up the bucket.
Okay, sure. Like the other bucket or?
Yeah, the other bucket. So I want to get two buckets from different areas in the basement for analysis.
Okay, I'll make another strength check for me. Because I enjoy making mick checks.
22.
All right, you do a good job. You get
while
another,
he's doing that, I'm going to start looking through boxes.
Boxes?
Or crates or whatever.
Where exactly do you want to start looking?
I think south wall.
South wall, so down here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either side doesn't matter. I'll start from one side and work my way across, try to look through shit.
Okay, sure. Go for it. Make a spot hidden check for me.
55.
All right.
55?
That is well within your spot hidden check, I believe.
Yeah, not a hard success, just a regular success.
Just a regular success. Yep, well, that's enough. You do, like as I said, you find a number of tools, pipes, a trash can lid, odds and ends, sort of junk. But one thing you do find is an old knife.
Like a hunting knife or...
No, this isn't a hunting knife. Let me give you a bit of a description here.
Like a sacrificial knife?
Could Harold make an occult roll while everyone else is searching too?
We'll get to that in just a second, okay? Let me finish this and then we can start your occult work. Do I have a description for this? So this is an old knife. It's got an ornate hilt, and the blade is coated with an oddly thick rust. And let me drop an image for you guys. There we go.
Gray box?
Did you put it in the chat?
Oh, yeah, I haven't dropped anything yet. I will. Don't worry. Or I'll just put it in front of you. It'll make it easier. Oh, yes, I do. It looks like this.
It's a gray box.
Gray box.
Oh, you guys can't see. Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I'll dump it in the chat then. That'll just make it easier. Here's moving very slow. There we go. Should be dropping to you guys now. Did it come through?
I don't see it.
There we go. I had hit enter. Sorry.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, it's a fillet knife with an eyeball.
Yes. Or cutting up your salmon.
So that is the knife you see. Okay, how are you starting your occult roll there?
I'm going to go through the crates and boxes that have already been through. So I'm following... Oh, crap, I can't remember Steve's character's name.
Dorian.
I'm following behind Dorian and seeing if there's any occult items and such in storage.
You're not finding anything, and all of a sudden, Dorian has found something. Now, before you can really do anything, the knife kind of lifts into the air in front of you, Dorian. Huh. And, yeah. And let's see here. I have to look at my screen of all you guys. Because I'm going to assign values to you. You know, like 20% values.
Oh.
So starting with Graham is 0 to 20. Mark is 21 to 40. Kate is 41 to 60. Goose is 61 to 80. And Steve is 81 to 100. And we have a 65.
Curses!
Curses, indeed. So that is, which certainly makes some certain amount of sense, because you are falling behind Dorian. Yeah.
He's right there.
I'm there.
Can I, because I'm a boxer, I've got good fight instincts, and I'm also on edge. Would Dorian be able to, because I'm assuming this thing's lunging at
Goose. It very much is. But, you know, you also aren't an expert in, you know, magical floating daggers. So, not this round.
Okay.
This is the daggers round.
You're going to, like, right hook a floating dagger?
Well, I was going to try and catch it.
Okay.
Started
that
past.
Makes more sense. Imagine you trying to, like, punch it out of the air or something.
Uppercut. That would make a lot more sense. Absolutely it would. Oh, I have to make a note of something. Sorry. Hold on a second.
This is where Goose dies.
Maybe. This is very possibly.
So it was in the second crate in like at the 6 o'clock position?
It was just mixed in with the junk. It doesn't have a specific location. That's just where they are. They're just kind of in that area. He succeeded in finding it. If he hadn't, it was going to attack him without him having the advance notice of seeing it. So because Dorian has seen it, Goose, you get a chance to dodge. So I need to know if you got did you get an extreme success in your dodge?
No.
Because the knife definitely got an extreme success to attack you.
Oh, no.
With my roll, I don't think I dodged shit.
No, I no.
Because I don't have 101 to dodge.
No.
Oh, you got 100?
Oh, you got 100? That's a critical failure.
100 on percentile.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Bye, Goose.
Okay, well, how many hit points do you have, Goose?
If I say 9, is that a good number?
If it's the truth, it's a good number.
It's what I got.
Okay. I mean, if I roll a 1, then you're going to be really, okay. Really hurt. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. No, that's a 3. So, Goose,
sir?
What does Harold do as this knife plunges right into his chest? I mean right in your heart.
I would say, excuse me, doctor. Help, and then fall on my back.
That's valid. That's valid. Unfortunately, that is very much the end of Mr. Harold Sullivan.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm coming back with a bucket of dirt, walking kind of in that direction.
Steve, the dagger is starting to pull itself out of Harold. If you want to do anything, now is the time.
Yeah, I think it's pulling itself out. I'm going to try and get a hold of it and stop it from trying to kill anybody else.
Okay. To grab a hold of it, let me see. It's rules for everything. All right. Can you just make a dexterity check for me?
Dexterity. I can. Yep. It's a good one. That's 12.
12.
That
that's
is
excellent.
A, whatever, my extreme success is 12?
Extreme success? Agreed. Good. You get your hand on it. Now I need you to make an opposed check with your strength.
Okay.
Uh, 36. I'm rolling really good. I rolled a 19. What is a 36 for your strength? Is that,
That is, hard success. Just under hard.
You this is also a hard success for the knife, and ties go to the aggressor in Call of Cthulhu.
Okay.
So you succeed in wrenching it away from whatever was controlling it. And it seems just to be a knife in your hand at this moment.
Okay.
So what do the rest of us see? We see Harold collapse.
And collapsed on the ground in a pool of his own
blood. Dorian stand up holding a knife covered in Harold's blood. Is that what
you see that Dorian snatched a knife out of the air. It was coming up out of Harold's chest, and he caught it in the air and just kind of seemed to pull really hard on it, and now he's holding on to it.
Kind of wrestling with it in the air.
Kind of. He started wrestling with it, and now he's got it. And seemingly, it's still... His hands are still.
Okay.
Dorian's a little wild-eyed. Yeah. I'm going to look for...
I'd like everyone to make a sanity check for me, please. You all just witnessed a flying knife going through the air. And
we've just seen a man murdered, and I didn't see the whole thing. It's just suddenly Dorian's got this knife that's just killed Harold. What the fuck?
You saw a knife fly through the air regardless, and you don't believe in the supernatural. You need to make a sanity.
Well, the problem is I'm at the other end of the room, right, coming back with a bucket of dirt. So
yeah.
Would I have seen it all? If I have, okay.
Can you make one last luck roll for me, Goose?
Okay.
Just humor me.
Okay. No.
No? Oh, Goose's flashlight broke. And he fell over dead.
That is a 89.
89, no, that is definitely not enough. I was going to give like a nice shadowy kind of display, but unfortunately that didn't work out. In the light of Dorian's kerosene lantern, you saw what happened. It was pretty
quick. I would have seen it. I guess the basement really isn't all that big.
No, it's not. You're all producing enough light that you can see what's going on.
Okay, well, I'm going to, run over, drop the bucket, and see if I can help our fallen comrade here. I do have medicine.
You can make a medicine check.
I got 45 on my sanity check.
45?
Just under.
Just under? Okay.
Well, I got a 23, which is... under. It's not a 23 out of 40.
Okay. Donald?
Two.
Two?
Ooh.
Eight.
Donald's like,
eight.
Meh.
I thought it was 80 at first. I was like, fuck. But no, it's an 8.
Apparently, for you guys, floating daggers killing people is just what happens every day in Boston. So you're kind of okay with this.
I've seen a lot of deaths.
Back in the war, I saw this kind of stuff all the time.
Exactly.
A year ago, I saw real horror.
Fuck.
Okay, so medicine check. I rolled a 36 out of 41.
He's dead.
Yes.
He's
nothing
not
I can do?
Nope. No, it went right into his heart.
That's not good. Getting stabbed in the heart is bad.
In 1920, it's pretty fatal.
It's pretty fatal in 2023.
Yeah, I know, but there's even less you can do for it in 1920.
Oh, shit. I'll close his eyes.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the end of Mr. Sullivan.
The authorities. We need help here.
Goose. Suddenly, yes, Jimmy Durant. Did you have any? Did you bring any supplies with you?
Flashlight, the switchblade, the. Did I have my? No, didn't have a gun. So switchblade, the flashlight, my book of all my supernatural encounters and investigations.
Jimmy Durant picks up your switchblade knife. And suddenly, Goose is now playing Jimmy Durant. For the moment, we're going to say Jimmy has the same stats as you for most of his stuff, just because I don't want to kick you out of the game just yet.
Oh, okay. I'm get to play an NPC.
That's part of the fun of Call of Cthulhu. If I give an NPC for you guys to fill or, to play with, he could double as an extra character in case someone dies early.
I have a problem with Jimmy frisking the still warm corpse. I'm a little respectful. The man has just died.
Yes, but also something weird just happened, and if there's something dangerous in here, Jimmy wants to have that knife to defend himself.
But Jimmy
kind of fell out of Harold's pocket, and now this could be useful. We could make
use
of this.
Jimmy did not have a gun, did he not?
I didn't say Jimmy had a gun.
I could have sworn Jimmy had a gun.
Janie's got a gun, not Jimmy.
Janie's definitely got a gun. Anyhow, that was some supernatural stuff that just happened.
What are you guys doing? Like, we gotta get the hell out of here. What are you going to do with that knife?
Oh, yeah, so what's going on with Dorian?
Is there, like, a solid-looking piece of wood at the, still attached to the stairwell? Like, can I drive this knife into something and hope that it's not going to fight its way free?
I mean, you can try that if you want.
So what, Eric, what is against the wall? So coming down the stairs there, your square that's hiding that other room, it looks like there's a barrel, like an open barrel.
There is just a barrel there, yeah. You mean
let's flip the barrel upside down. Like, we'll flip the barrel upside down, and then you can put the knife underneath it so it can't get out.
That's a good idea. And then put something heavy on top of it.
Yeah.
They're rattling around in the barrel.
They backed up the bumblebees at the old house with the shop back, and they were flying around inside it.
Okay. So you've done that. You can probably find some stuff that's kind of heavy that you could put on top of that barrel. Sure.
Okay, so this basement is where the crazy previous owner supposedly is buried, and there's a current lawsuit going on, right?
You don't know of the resolution of any lawsuit. There was going to be something brought to the courts, and then you saw no further indications whatsoever. Okay. And that was many years ago. Like, we're talking decades ago.
Oh, so if he's buried here, he's probably a desiccated skeleton by now. Okay, oh, well, geez, we got poor Harold, my God. We're going to need assistance from the authorities in order to get, rest in peace, his corpse out of the basement here.
We should try to find who threw that knife at him. They might be hiding out in the basement still.
Jimmy's going to try to find, like, Ratty Rag or Ratty Towel just to lay over Harold so no one looks at him.
Oh, okay. Make a luck check. See if you can find something like that.
Dorian's putting his brass knuckles on.
68 for the luck check.
68? Yeah. You can't really find anything.
Nope.
No. You know that there's some blankets and whatnot upstairs, but at the same time, it was a bit of a... There was a bit of an issue, you know, getting down the stairs. Perhaps you don't want to make too many trips up and down the stairs.
No.
You still have a locked room to investigate.
Oh, there's a door there.
There's a door. That's why this.
Eric, can you re-say that? I'll try to repeat what the motorcycle covered up.
Oh, sorry. You still have this room to investigate. There is a door on it. It's locked, but you can probably either... I don't think anyone has any lock picks. You can probably bust your way into it if you need to. You got a pretty strong guy here.
I can kick a door open.
If you want to, you can make a strength check.
Harold had some locksmithing.
Well, I rolled a 12 again.
12? Oh, yeah, that door didn't stand a chance against you.
I kicked the door and it just... Dust motes.
Dust motes. Splinter, sawdust.
Inside, you see a room that seemed to contain coal for a stove. That's about it.
Can we see the room?
Oh, yeah, sorry. There you go.
Oh. Hmm.
There's a shovel in there. There's a bucket.
Oh, there's a shovel in here anyway. We didn't need to buy one at the hardware store.
Oh, you didn't know it was down here.
Looks like there's a bucket in the corner, too.
There it is.
We could have saved all kinds of money.
You didn't know it was down here. Anything could have been down here.
Yeah. Well,
what's against that wall? The east wall.
The east wall? Like, what, you mean here? Or you mean here?
Yeah, that one.
I think it's just a texture thing in the... There is nothing there. I understand what you're seeing, but there's nothing there.
It's like there's something hanging on the wall, right?
Yeah. Can everyone give me, like, an education check? This is
education.
What in previous iterations of the game was called a no check, but they don't have that in this anymore.
Education.
30.
18 out of 70.
Okay.
Got under, no, I got above half. Oh. So I'm at 42.
The metal dice are good for me today. 21.
Okay. So those of you who had a hard success have experienced enough of the understanding of the legal system in your education to know that if an issue kind of goes unresolved in the courts, there's nothing really to stop anyone from pursuing the action. That seems unlikely. That if there's no resolution, then likely the action that was going to be taken was.
Oh, so he could be buried down here then.
Yeah, so somewhere down here there's somebody buried.
You'd expect that that could be the case.
Yeah. Well, we already have one body to deal with that's still warm.
Mm-hmm. Make a listen check again. Everyone make a listen check.
All right. Hard success, 30 out of 80.
You're definitely hearing skittering coming from the west side of this room.
I got 29 out of 60, so.
You are also definitely hearing skittering coming from the other, that side of the room.
Fails. You get 29.
Who has the best spot hidden?
Me.
Anyone can make a spot hidden check, they think.
I would like to, please.
Okay. Daisy sounds like she wants to as well.
Yeah, if they're all searching around, I will also. Oh, there we go.
Jimmy got a 4.
Jimmy got a 4?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to hear what everyone's results are, because it's fun. 8? Ooh.
20.
64.
That one seems less successful. This wall here doesn't seem to quite match these walls here. And it looks like it's supposed to, but it seems like it might be a little newer and not quite as functional.
Say that again, Eric.
Might not be quite as functional.
Jimmy's going to knock on it.
It sounds a little on the hollow side.
Oh, so it could collapse at any second.
It's not unsound. It's just, like, there's nothing on the other side of it, potentially. Like, there's a gap there before you'd find anything else.
Oh, so, false wall.
Plaster, right? Be plaster, Latin plaster in the 20s?
I don't think they have, I don't really know. It probably is plaster.
Yeah, it would be plaster.
I don't think they have drywall.
Oh. I think Dottie should Kool-Aid man that shit.
I think Dottie should Kool-Aid man that shit, too.
Oh, yeah!
It is. If someone wants to do anything, they can announce what they want to do.
Jimmy's going to try to punch a hole through it.
Conrad is looking at the ladder, standing by the ladder, looking up, trying to figure out how we're going to get Harold's body up and out of the basement. We do have rope, as I recall, but
you that's
do. Undignified for a fine gentleman such as Harold.
I need you to roll a strength check, Jimmy.
Rolled a 15.
A 15?
Yep.
All right.
Jimmy's little scrawny hand.
You put a hole in the wall. And as you do, your fist goes right through it. So now you've got your hand in the wall.
Well, I'm going to pull it back out.
Pull it back out? Like you want to pull a chunk out of the wall?
Yeah.
Okay. So you
there might be rats over there. Come on, we don't want them all.
You pulled a chunk out of the wall, and indeed, Dr. Klein is 100% right. There are rats in that wall. But in spite of the little skittering sounds you were hearing before, about 20 of them start pouring out directly into your face, Jimmy. And they're going to attack you.
I killed off another character.
It's not impossible. However, because they are only rats, they do not have a great attack. But I've been rolling on fire, so let's see what happens.
Grab something and put it, like, hold it in place. Like another piece of wood or something.
36, is that enough? I know I wrote it down here somewhere. Well, make a dodge roll for Jimmy.
Sixty-four.
That is not a successful dodge roll for Jimmy.
Nope, not by any means in the imagination.
Okay, let me double check what the rats need to attack you. Jeez, you did not kill another character, did you, Goose?
Yep. Yeah, I got that feeling. But hey, this one only took me like 10 minutes to kill off. The other one took me like 5 sessions.
That is very true, and I was trying quite hard. So they're trying to use their overwhelm ability against you. They're fighting as it's a 40%, and I rolled a 36, so they definitely got you. Which does 2d6 damage.
Oh, that's a lot. Characters only
it out. Is. Like, bam! Nine. Jimmy takes 7 points of damage as they bite into his neck and face.
Jimmy screams?
Yeah, totally. I also imagine Jimmy is now very injured, and now will be taking a wound, probably.
Super injured.
Okay. At this point, you guys are seeing, like, 20-plus rats pouring out of this hole. Anything you want to do about it, now is your opportunity. In the order for combat, generally we go with dexterity as the stat used to determine who goes. Everybody except Dr. Klein has a dex of 60. So if you could all just roll your percentile dice, let's go with the lowest roll because that's the way the game's played. The lowest roll will go first.
96.
That is not going to be Mr. Kennedy.
Mark's rolling like Loa.
53.
Okay, and Dottie?
59 out of
60. 59. Oh, it's not an out of 60 thing. It's just whatever your roll was. Okay, and what did Mr. Dunn get?
70?
Okay. Well, it's being that Jimmy gets to act because he's the one who's right there anyway. And then it will be Dottie, and then Dorian, and then Donald. You have the opportunity to, what do you want to do?
Rip Durant? The rats off my face would be a good sign.
Would you like to attack them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, roll your attack.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Pretty much what it's going to be. I rolled a one.
You rolled a one.
I rolled a one.
My goodness. That is a critical success. Let's see. What shall we do with a critical success? So
you rolled a 100 and a one.
Yes.
Totally average night.
Totally average. I would like you to roll your damage. I'm assuming you're using the switchblade knife.
Not towards my face. No.
Okay. Okay. Then you roll a d6, divide by 2, and round up to the nearest whole number. And I will let you roll. Because you got a critical success, I'll let you roll. Actually, roll 2d6. Or no, just roll a d6, and you get the whole thing. You don't have to divide.
Woo! One!
One? You smush one rat. But, make a luck roll for me.
42.
42, and that's below your luck score?
Luck. 56, yep.
You grab
the 65. Yeah,
you grab that rat right off your face, and somehow you're seemingly staring the entire group of rats in the face as you crush the life out of it with your bare hands. You intimidate those rats so much that they break and scatter, and into the wall. And you hear them just chittering off to out of the way. They're scattered and gone.
You will rue the day. Help.
Yeah, you are very injured right now. And
Dorian gives Jimmy an appraising glance, gives him a nod, turns his attention back to the wall.
Okay, now I have to bring up something new for you guys.
I like new.
It's Herald Obituary. You had it
rewritten. Oh, it's not Herald's Obituary. That'll come much, much later.
If they ever find any of us.
If they ever find any of you, that is very true. Okay, so now we have a new map. I'm assuming you can all see it?
Oh, we can now.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so this is the rest of the basement.
Yes. So now you have found rooms 1, 2, and 3. And there's seemingly another wall on the other side. It is also...
Jimmy's going to sit down.
I don't blame Jimmy. Jimmy.
Well, Dr. Klein is going to examine Jimmy and make a... Is that a medicine roll?
Yep.
22 out of 41? 41.
22 out of 41. Jimmy's not dying. Jimmy is very, very hurt, though.
Okay, Jimmy, you need to get to a hospital.
You've got like a handkerchief in like your pocket. You can apply it to his neck wounds. That seems to be where the worst damage is. Jimmy does need to go to the hospital, but also at the same time, those stairs seem really, really risky.
Well, we do have the ladder.
You do have the ladder, but it has been...
I'm not giving him the good handkerchief out of my dress pocket. I'll give him the one out of my back pocket.
Fair enough.
The one covered in snot.
Jimmy, you can pull out a little bit of booze from your flask and add it to there just for a little disinfecting if you want.
Oh, yeah.
It burns. But, like, in kind of a good way. Actually, yeah. get one more hit point back. I'm sorry. It should have been 2d6 minus 1. So, you didn't take 7. You took 6.
I took 6? Okay.
Yes. You're still very hurt.
He still needs to go to the hospital.
Oh, absolutely. He does.
Okay. So, the rats are running around in room 3 in that little narrow up and down section.
They seem to have scattered and like they've gone into like little bore holes to find their way outside. They got scared off.
Okay, so I can't hear them anymore.
No, you might hear one or two, but you're not hearing the amount that was in there. They're no longer in there. You can like take a look in there with your lantern and have a look and see what you see, kind of thing.
There is no longer a swarm behind the wall.
Nope. Nope, the swarm was there to attack whoever went through the wall first. And if you did not manage to kill one of them in one go, it was going to attack again.
Oh, no.
But you managed
to kill one. Give me the rat intimidator.
All right. Dorian's going to try and make the hole big enough that we can get through.
Okay, yeah, that's no problem. It's already started. You can just start pulling it apart. There's like pipes and stuff you could like just use to like smack your way through the wall and whatnot.
We've got shovels. We have two shovels now.
Sure, you do have shovels. So now you have this seemingly crawl space between that wall and another wall, between the interior wall that you had before and another wall.
Is there anything in here?
No, well, lots and lots of rat feces.
Oh, delightful.
The occasional dead rat, because there was a swarm in here. Actually, more like a rat skeleton, but...
Okay. What about this other wall?
What do you want to do about it?
I'm going to listen at the wall.
You don't hear... Well, make a listen check.
No, I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything?
No, I got a 98.
98? Is this even a wall? Is this what the earth sounds like?
Pretty sure this is solid stone.
For the rest of you, it does not look like stone.
Flub it then.
What was that?
I will wrench it.
You're gonna pull at the wall, try to break it down?
I'm gonna smash at it with my special wrench.
Sure, make a strength check.
Have some of that.
Whatever's going on in this house is a hazard to anybody that comes in here after us. We've got to solve this.
Fail?
So your wrench hits it, and it makes a thunk sound, and you can hear that there's a space on the other side. But you don't break through the wall with your wrench.
Okay.
Stab it with a shovel.
Okay, make a strength check.
46.
Wham! The blade of the shovel goes straight to the post. Like, straight to the pole. The blade goes all the way in.
Okay. I'm gonna turn it and yank it back out to try and make a big hole.
Popping it? Sure, absolutely. You start doing
it. Well, but hang on. The rats might come flying out again.
Be ready to swat them with the other shovel.
So you want to take up, like, a prepared position in case something comes out? Like, you're not caught unawares by anything?
Well, yeah.
I'm ripping the wall apart, so I'm committed to that.
Okay. And you start ripping the wall apart. How high are you doing it? Like, you're doing it at eye level? You're doing it at chest level?
I would say it's probably about chest level, maybe a little, like, coming in. So
chest
level. Where the shovel went in was probably about waist level, I guess.
Okay. So you're just starting to carve through the wall. Does anyone want to do anything while Mr. Dunn's doing this? He's kind of blocking the view in.
I'm looking for scraps of cloth to make a tourniquet. Not a tourniquet, but to hold the bandage up across my neck.
I'll say that you have your own handkerchief that you can tie around your neck.
Do not tourniquet neck.
Yeah, do not tourniquet neck.
No.
They call those
that's what medicine one gets you.
that's what medicine 100 will get you, a tourniquet for your neck.
But yeah, that's what Jimmy's doing. He's trying to put pressure on the wound.
Okay. Jimmy's with the medicine check that Dr. Klein gave you, Jimmy's not going to lose any more health. He's going to be okay for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you going to tear a person-sized hole in this wall, Mr. Dunn?
That's the goal.
Okay. So when you finally get as you feverishly attack the wall, almost like it was a part of your training from back in the day as a boxer, you're just focused on the task. And as you carve out enough of it so that a person can get through. You pause and you see this room in here. It is empty. There's a table in the center with a body on it, and a table off to the side with a book on it. With some papers on it.
Without taking my eyes off of the room, I'm turning my head just a little bit and saying over my shoulder, I found Mr. What's the guy's name?
Corbett.
I found Mr. Corbett. And then I'm going to make my way into the room, ready for anything that's coming at me.
Are the rest of you going to follow?
Yeah.
Slowly. Dr. Klein? Dottie?
Since I'm a dainty woman, I will
go into the room and take a look around.
The caboose.
Now, okay. can you guys both say that?
Go ahead, Kate.
But separate times, please.
I'm so sorry. Since Dottie's a dainty little lady, she'll just be at the back of the group. Maybe. Second last? I don't know.
Second last, because Jimmy's not going to be before anybody.
Okay. And Dr. Klein, you're coming in as well.
Yeah, Dr. Klein will come in and take a look around.
Fantastic.
With the lantern.
Okay. Yep. So as Dorian says, I found Mr. Corbett, there's a hissing voice that says, yes, you have. And Dorian, I need you to make a contested POW check.
Five.
You rolled a five?
I rolled a five.
Get the hell out of here. That should not have worked. You start to feel like fingers digging into your mind. Almost like it's trying to show you something. And you shake your head and it doesn't take purchase. It doesn't seem to work. In the middle of the room, oh, hold on, I gotta mark something off here. Let's see. In the middle of the room, the body that you find there looks like this.
Vecna. Sweet.
Wise.
Does he have his hand?
He has all of his body is there. All of it.
Okay. So a mummified corpse.
With glowing red eyes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little hard to see his face from right there. But you did hear a voice.
I'm looking around, like we all heard the voice, right?
Yep.
So, can I make a spot hidden roll, looking around this larger room to see what there is to see?
You can make a spot hidden roll. Yeah.
Like, just to see if someone's, like, crouching in the corner behind an old log.
Absolutely. That's a 92. You don't find a damn thing. What you all do hear, however, is in the room behind you, the sound of a barrel falling over.
Well, Dottie's still in that room, right?
Dottie no. She is second from the back, as I recall, but you all came into the room.
I'm second from the back. Dottie's last.
No, Jimmy didn't go in before anybody else.
Oh,
no,
Jimmy
lost both sides of me.
But you all came into the room.
Yeah. Oh, the barrel, the knife. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This fucking knife.
Right. It is really not your night, Pierce.
Jesus Christ.
I am doing this objectively. I rolled a 76. That's still between 61 and 80. I need you to make a dodge check.
Don't die, Jimmy.
You heard a barrel fall over. Yeah. I'm giving you the opportunity to make a dodge.
Oh. Ooh, I might actually do it with 22.
22. What's your dodge score?
30.
30? It is a power versus dodge. Mr. Corbett has a power of 90. And he rolled a 78.
Of course he did.
How's that judged? Do you go with the higher number?
Tie goes to the aggressor. I really didn't want to kill Jimmy Durant. I was planning to keep using him as an NPC for you guys. I'll have to make a new one. There's now a knife buried in Jimmy Durant's back. Kind of up back in the spine, and it's... and the lights just kind of go out on Jimmy Durant, and he falls forward. Boof! Into the ground.
So do we see, like, the knife is in his back?
Yeah, you see it.
It's the hilt of the knife, anyway.
Yeah, the hilt of the knife is, it's buried to the hilt in his neck.
I want Daddy to grab it.
This was one angry knife.
Yep, you can do that, 100%. Make a strength check.
27.
Ty goes to the aggressor. You grab it and you pull it out of Jimmy's neck, which is horrifying in and of itself that you just wrenched a knife out of somebody's neck. But you feel the force that was trying to hold onto it release as it's now in your hand.
Do any of us have to make sanity checks for all this shenanigans?
Well, not for this, because you've already seen a knife flying around killing somebody. But when the desiccated corpse on the table kind of rolls over and starts staring at you all and saying, two down. Now you all have to make sanity checks because there's a dead body moving.
Can Dottie, with all the adrenaline coursing through her veins, just like go and stab him in the face?
You have to make a sanity check.
Okay.
Everybody has to make a sanity. Well, it's up to you. Everybody has to make a sanity
check. I have done rolling for the night.
68.
I'm going to take some brain damage.
You're taking some brain damage?
Oh, yeah. I think a 62 might be higher than my 50.
It is. Did anybody else fail their sanity checks?
I got a 27 out of 39. I'm okay.
We go. Okay. Let me roll what the sanity damage is for Mr. Dunn quickly. Oh, I didn't mean to close that down. Shoot. Sorry, guys. I closed down my guide for this scenario by accident. I have to bring it back up again.
Hate it when that happens.
Oh, you guys aren't supposed to see that.
Whoa, empty storage bin. Using a fighting maneuver to grab the knife.
Yeah, you guys already did that, so it's not a big deal.
Rolls up real quick.
No, this is what you're supposed to be able to see, and not that. Oh, you guys can still see this. Okay, I have to stop sharing that.
I still see Harold.
Yeah, that's fine. You can see Harold. Okay, we're just going to hit sharing. And we're going to share the... So we're going to share the basement with you guys again. It's because I opened it into the same screen by accident. Okay, so you can see the map again?
Not yet.
Now?
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, yep, there we go.
Okay.
So the corpse is getting up.
He's kind of rolling over and leering at you all. All right, I need to roll. So the rest of you lose one sanity.
Okay.
Oh no. Mr. Dunn, you lose 8 sanity. I need you to make an intelligence roll.
Oh no.
That's not awesome. Intelligence.
Yeah.
Eleven.
Yes. Well, under normal circumstances, succeeding on checks is exactly what you want to do. However, this was a check to see if you could accurately understand what's going on. And as they say, ignorance is bliss. In this case, you know for sure that is a dead body. And now you're about to take a bout of temporary madness because that's not supposed to happen in the real world. Mm. So, we have to go to the temporary madness table.
Yay, madness.
You roll a d10 for me.
I want delusions of grandeur.
Just roll a d10.
8.
8. Physical hysterics or emotional outbursts. Roll another d10 for me.
9.
9. Oh, that's going to be a long time. So for the next 9 rounds, Mr. Dunn is
pointing at the dead body and just,
Well, you see, I get to pick which kind of hysterics you're in. You can be laughing maniacally, you can be crying, screaming. Let's just go with pointing and screaming. That sounds good. So for the next 9 rounds, Mr. Dunn is incapacitated with hysterics.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Dottie, I believe you wanted to take an action.
Certainly. Okay. So would that be a strength check?
No, that would be attack brawl.
Ooh. Okay,
which so I believe you have a skill for.
I do. Okay.
For your fighting brawl.
Can I re-roll? I got a 77.
Well, re-rolling, you'd have to give me a reason why you can re-roll. I need a good reason why you get an extra chance. That's called a push. Pushes are allowed, but pushes failed come with dire consequences.
Okay. She can make a roll, because her sanity is still 78, and she has a dexterity 60.
No, I need a situational reason why Dottie can do it.
She can do it because her father taught her all a bunch of stuff that he'd want to teach his son, and so she's good at fighting. I don't know, let's say fencing or something. I don't know.
You do not have fencing. Fighting fencing would actually be a skill, Dottie.
Stop it.
No. This is my boss. He has to be nasty.
Okay, fine. It's a 77.
77. So Dottie misses with the knife.
Was that like a throw attack? Like throwing
the
knife?
No, she lunged and stabbed and missed.
I guess, how much room is there between the wall and where the table is, where the corpse is?
I mean, you're probably looking at about 10 to 15 feet.
Oh, not that far then.
No. Like, Corbett's lying down. He's about 6 feet tall. He's tall for this day and age, but he's still just so the distance is more than 10 feet, less than 15 to the table.
Okay, are we in combat or do we get a?
Yeah, you can call this combat. We can call this combat. If Mr. Kennedy would like to take an action, and then Mr. Klein, we can go with that.
Sure, let's try and club this corpse.
Yeah, absolutely. Make a melee brawl attack with your wrench.
Can Dottie... Sorry. can Dottie fall in, like, a defensive stance, like, ready to, like, have this guy impale himself on my knife like a bear?
I mean, you can go back to, like, a ready position. I'll allow a ready position, sure. Why not?
Okay, miss. I want that.
Okay. So, you're making a brawl attack?
Miss.
Miss? Oh, that's a shame. Dr. Klein?
Okay.
There's a moving corpse on the table.
Yeah. So Dr. Klein is going to move up to the table where Dottie and Harold are, and he's going to take his lantern, which he's only been burning for a couple of minutes, and is full of kerosene, is going to smash it in the corpse's face.
Brawl.
Okay, make a melee brawl attack. I'm not sure how we're going to make this work, because I don't have a table for this kind of thing.
Okay, so my fighting brawl is 25%. I have nothing in it. It's basic. And I got 25%.
You get the fuck out of here.
It'd be a bigger Molotov cocktail.
It is.
But this is 1920. This is pre-Molotov.
Yes, it very much is.
Way to go, Graham, making the Arab figure out how to make a thing work.
Okay, well...
Basically, I'm walking up with the lantern and then just launching it into his face.
Okay.
Bare minimum success, so...
Hold on for a second. I gotta check my table for what damage weapons do in this game. I didn't think any of you would improvise a fire... I should have, but I didn't think of you guys improvising a firebomb.
That's kind of like the standard norm with this group, is it not, though?
No, I know, but...
Fire damage, yes. Fire everything.
Yes. But I'm not saying that it's out of character. I'm just saying I didn't think of it. Let's see if they
have... That's on you, then, sir.
I didn't say it wasn't.
I guess, Eric, that I'm less concerned
about
what the lantern would do. I just want to put burning oil on this thing's face.
Yeah, no. I have a Molotov cocktail here. And it's not a small amount of damage. So I need you to roll 2d6 for me.
Ooh, a 4 and a 6.
A 4 and a 6. So that's 10. Hold on a second. I wrote something down earlier. Yes, there it is. Okay. So he starts burning, and you notice, but at first you notice that the fire doesn't seem to start working on anything right away. It's almost like it's hovering on the edge of his person. As he's starting to move away, and then the fire kind of catches the edge of him and starts to burn a little.
Okay, this is weird.
He seems to be minorly hurt and just a little bit on fire. He is now stood up and is now has the table between all of you and him.
Okay.
So he's kind of spun around and is no longer there. Dottie. He starts... patting his arm and stares at Dottie. Dottie, I'd like you to make a POW check.
I'm sorry. I need you to enunciate with that word. I have, like, the thing going on. You think POW?
POW.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought I heard you say.
Yeah. Power check. What did you get?
That makes so much more sense. Okay, so I'm like, what? 62.
He got a 55, which for him is a standard success, and success goes to the aggressor in Call of Cthulhu. So, Dottie, you start feeling something push into your mind, and suddenly standing across the table from you is... It's Vittorio. He looks at you, Dottie, and he says, Dottie, I love you. Dottie, the only thing that's keeping us from being together are them. Dottie, you've now been dominated by Corbett.
What if she's a feminist? And she's like, I don't believe in that shit.
No, you feel his love, and you want it.
It's
you want him to love you. He is the love of your life.
Damn it.
So, on the next turn, which is your turn, I'm going to need you to attack one of your friends with the knife.
Could she have one of those moments being like, no, Victoria, without you, and then end her own life?
No. No, you're going to do what he wants. As
you're
long
right,
as it doesn't
she's a feminist.
As long as it doesn't hurt you, you're going to do what he wants. In fact, the other two, they kind of look like Gabriella, but like a mean, angry Gabriella who's like, you know, who wants to hurt Vittorio and you. She's what's standing between you and your happiness.
All right, who's getting their throat slit?
Well, that's the fun of it. We get to decide randomly who it is.
Do I have to roll for this at all?
I will let it be chance. I will not make you roll for it. I will make me roll for it with the dice. So, opposing Corbett right now, are you, Dr. Klein, and Mr. Kennedy. So, on a 1-2 of a four-sided die, it's Mr. Kennedy. On a 3-4, it's Dr. Klein. And that's a 4.
All right, guys.
So you're going to be attacking Dr. Klein with the knife. The dagger does 1d4 plus 2 damage, just so you know. And I need you to make a melee brawl attack against Dr. Klein. Dr. Klein, I need you to make a dodge roll.
It's an 81.
An 81? So you miss. You miss terribly.
You're welcome, Dr. Klein.
You're on mute, Grim.
I've been on mute all this time. I've had this big Shakespearean soliloquy. I rolled a 51.
Well, it didn't matter because she missed.
And, Dottie, what are you doing? Control yourself, woman.
Mr. Kennedy, it is now your turn.
Get my act together. The club didn't work, so let's shoot at this dead guy.
Okay, you may make a ranged firearms check.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Nope.
Boom, goes right past him into the wall.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Dr. Klein, it is now your turn. Steve, can you please mark that it's been one turn now for...
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got a long way to go before the boxer.
Cobras!
Got a long, long way to go here.
Oh, I know.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of luck involved in getting out of this one.
This is the journey to Benzo Baranzan here, man. Okay, tell me about the table.
The table is on fire.
No, it's just a table with four legs.
Just a table, currently very much on fire.
That's fine. I'm going to grab underneath it and flip it into the Corbett. Try to knock him down.
Make a strength check, please.
All right, I'm not very strong. So. 44 out of 60.
44? Okay, you flip it towards him. I made a dodge check for him. He has a dodge of 35. I rolled a 23.
Nope.
He sidesteps the table. He sees what you're doing and sidesteps out of the way. And he just kind of looks at you and just shakes his head with a smile. No. No, no, no.
Okay.
That brings us back to Dottie. Mr. Kendi pulled a gun. He's trying to kill Vittorio. You need to try and stab him.
All right, so what am I rolling for right now?
You're rolling
brawl
your melee brawl, yep.
I got a zero.
Oh, that's a complete failure. That is a critical failure.
Oh, wait, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, that's good for you guys. That's terrible for Corbin. That's great for you guys.
But isn't it good that I rolled a zero because I'm rolling under? Isn't it that like a critical success?
No, 000 is 100.
Oh, okay.
It is a critical failure. Dottie, with that critical failure, you make a lunge and slam into the ground. I would like you make a POW check. Oh, that's not good. No, I was hoping it would shake you out of it. It did not. So you're now on the ground. Let's see here. Roll a constitution check for me.
33.
Okay. You did not become winded and lose your next turn.
Oh, fuck.
Darn it.
Yes. Oh, I didn't give Corbin another turn.
No, it's okay. You can forget about that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. We'll let it go this time. Mr. Kennedy, is your turn.
Let's shoot at this corpse again.
Okay.
There we go. Hit.
Hit?
Hit.
Okay. What damage, do you know what damage your gun does?
D10 plus 2.
Okay, roll your damage, please.
Total of 3.
Total of 3. Collides with its arm, and the flesh, which you would take to be flesh, just kind of crunches off. There's no blood coming out of this thing.
Hmm.
And it just keeps leering at you, menacingly.
Oh my.
Dr. Klein?
Okay, so he's, I guess, moved to the side. Mm-hmm. The table slipped over, he's moved to the side.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Donald should have at least 4 rounds left, right? Is it a revolver?
I believe so. Or is it a revolver or is it a magazine weapon?
No, it's a magazine. It's my 1911 with 7 shots. I've got 5 left.
Okay. I'm going to try to restrain Dottie and see if I can snap her out of it.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Okay. Make opposed strength checks. Dottie, I need you to roll your strength. Dr. Klein, make your strength.
Oh, no.
78.
Oh, 74!
However, they're both failures, so since the skill to try to restrain her failed, you did not succeed in restraining her.
Yeah.
It is now Corbett's turn. Corbett...
Useless dice.
Bitches be crazy.
He sees Mr. Kennedy right now as a pretty big threat. So he's going to make a physical attack on Mr. Kennedy.
Dodge!
Okay. I have to look up what his... I didn't think we would get to the point where he would be physically attacking people.
Ah.
Doesn't usually, but... Okay, there we go. That's a stat. And he misses.
Oh, good.
He takes a swing at you with this. It's not clawed so much as it's got it's like disgusting hand with gross, jagged fingernails, and it swipes right in front of your face and misses, Donald. It is now Dottie's turn. You're still intent on stabbing Mr. Kennedy, though, because he's got a gun, even though Dr. Klein attacked you.
Dodge.
So, can you please roll a melee attack with the knife? You miss again.
I swear, guys, I'm not lying.
which brings us to Mr. Kennedy.
Fire again.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Is double zero and a nine?
Oh, that's nine, a, not, that's a nine. That's a nine. That's not 90. That's a nine.
Okay, wait. Okay.
That's so a hit.
If it was a 90, then I would have... Right, it would say 90 on this one. Sorry. I'm screwing it up. My bad.
So that was a nine. Yeah, that's more like a hit. Can you please roll a dodge, Mr. Kennedy?
91.
That is a failure to dodge.
That
Dottie,
is a fail.
Please roll 1d4. The triangle.
Yeah, sure. Hold on. I'm just going to need to go get those from inside.
Yeah, no problem.
2 seconds.
Oh, suspense.
Oh, my God. Indeed. Just, like, try not to trip everything.
Somebody else is going to join me and die.
I hope it's not... hope it's not Harold. Or not, not Harold. Harold's already dead. Hope it's not Donald.
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 Donald's going to take some damage.
It's
not going to be enough.
Donald's a soldier, though. Former soldier, right? So he should.
Oh, he's got a lot of.
Airman.
Yeah. Airman Kennedy has. Lieutenant Kennedy has 13 hit points.
I was raised tough.
Indeed.
Dorian has shifted his point from Corbett's face to the bullet wound in his arm. Still screaming.
That makes perfect sense. This thing, this dead thing, it's not bleeding, is walking around trying to kill people. It's terrifying.
1, 2, 3, 4. So the four sided die, the triangle?
Yes.
So we're at round 4 now, correct? This is the fourth time that Dottie's acted.
Yeah.
My third shot. No, I haven't shot yet.
You got a 4?
Yeah.
Donald, you take 6 points of damage.
Ouch!
Yes, it is a very sharp knife.
Sorry, Donald.
And it's rusty. You're going to need a tetanus shot.
Well, it looks rusty. It may or may not be rusty.
Well,
it can have a bunch of people. It's probably nice and clean.
It's got Harold's blood on it. It's got Ginny's blood on it. You're going to get, like, AIDS or something.
That doesn't exist yet.
Government hasn't made that yet. I'm joking.
Wow.
Okay.
Are you, though?
Okay, so, Donald, it's now your turn again.
Pop, pop.
Okay, take a shot.
96.
You, being stabbed, and this thing is terrifying. That bullet goes wide. Dr. Klein.
Okay, I'm going to disengage from Dottie, and I'm going to move over to Dorian. And I'm going to, I don't know what I need to do, but I need to snap him out of his temporary lunacy so he can do something constructive.
What are you going to do? Tell me what you're going to do.
Okay, I need to shock him. I am going to... I don't know. That's a little personal. All right. I am going to smack him upside the head and say, "Get with it, man. We need your help."
Okay. Dorian, roll a sanity check for me. Or actually, roll an intelligence check for me.
Intelligence?
Yes.
That would be 10.
10. In this case, this is a good thing. You're being brought back to the you're focusing now on, no longer on Corbett, and you're focusing on Dr. Klein. Graham, can you roll a d4 for me?
Okay. 4.
You take 2 points of damage. He smacked you hard to get you out of this.
Take that from the skinny white nerd!
That's right. He looked you over, measured how much strength he'd need, and smacked you as hard as he could.
I learned that in psychology school.
Who needs smelling salts, right?
Pimp slap.
Okay. So that's going to bring you back to just after Dottie's turn. It is now Corbett's turn, and Corbett is going after the guy with the gun.
Okay.
And he gets a regular success. Donald, please roll a dodge.
Don't die, Donald.
56, I do not dodge.
You do not dodge. Okay. That is 1d3 plus 1d4 damage.
That's too many.
Well, you don't know that yet. It could be.
What, 13 hit points?
Yep.
You lose another 3 hit points.
Oh. Down to 4.
Yes, indeed. He is not pleased with anything that is now transpiring, and he wants to get rid of you. Hold on a quick second, because there is something that goes with this. Can you please make a constitution roll for me?
Oh, that should be good. Yeah,
he's You got a very high constitution.
Yes, I have a 5th success.
Oh, you got an extreme success.
Yep.
Okay, good. You do not become poisoned by the attack. And that brings us to that brings us to Dottie. Dottie, still a gun. We've got 3 people now.
Who's she taking down?
You know, it doesn't make sense to not go after, Dottie, make a sanity roll for me. Or no, make a POW roll. Make a POW roll. Tell me what you get.
Got an 8.
An 8?
Because now I know 00 means 08.
You snap out of what's going on, and that consumes your turn. You are no longer dominated.
Okay.
And that brings
us... Can I do anything with it?
No, you are now free. That was your turn. You're no longer stabbing your friends.
I guess that's all right.
Mr. Dunn, it is now your turn.
Shakes his head, and I'm going to Superman punch the mummy across the, like, jump over the table and...
Right on. Make an attack roll.
That is a 68.
68. So what is that in terms of your...
Regular success.
Regular success. He rolled a 10, which for him is also a regular success, which means the tie goes to you, sir.
Nice.
Roll your damage.
And I did say earlier that I was putting my brass knuckles on, so that is 1d3 plus 1d4 plus 1.
Did I say that was brass knuckles?
That's what you said.
I think I told you what brass knuckles were. It's not your punch plus that. Let me go back to brass knuckles. So let me check. Let's be sure before we start dealing out damage. Not claymores.
I thought that was kind of brutal if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
1d3 plus 1 plus your damage bonus.
And my damage bonus is 1d4.
No, your one damage bonus is 1. Your normal punching power is 1d3 plus 1. You get an extra 1 for the brass knuckles. Because otherwise it's like shooting, it's like punching him with a gun.
Okay.
So, no.
That's what I am.
No, you are not.
That's still pretty good. That would be five.
Five?
I rolled a five, so that's three damage plus two.
Yes,
so
it is.
Five damage.
Five damage. Corbett is now starting to see, you can see the wear in him now. You can see that his form is starting to not hold the way it used to. Like, he seems less held together at this point. He's still fighting, but, yeah.
Can we set him on fire? Because you said he was, like, he had no juices, like, in a pretty desiccated, right? So
that, you already kind of did.
Light him up.
It's not your turn, Dottie. It's Mr. Kennedy's turn.
What about Mr. Klein?
Brainstorming here.
It's Mr. Klein has a dexterity of 50, so he goes at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
But I thought Donald went first, then Dottie.
Nope. It was Dottie, Donald, and then Conrad. But now that Dorian's back in the mix, it's Dottie, Dorian, Donald, Conrad. Because that's the way you guys rolled your initiative before. Or they rolled their initiative and you go at the end.
It's a lot of D's.
It is. There's a lot.
It's too many.
So. I should have gone with a D last name, too, just to, like, really screw everyone up.
Steve already did that. Anyways, Mr. Kennedy, it is your turn.
Pop.
Pop, pop. Nope. Bullet goes wide again. And that brings us to Dr. Klein. It is now your turn.
All right. I've got my shovel. I want to go behind Mr. Corbett, stick the shovel in between his legs, and try to trip him and knock him to the floor.
So no damage. You just want to knock him down?
Yes.
Okay. It is his turn next, just so that you know what the initiative order is.
Oh, yeah, because I'm trying to make him more vulnerable for shooting at with a gun and being punched. Maybe I'll just fall off and try to whack him with the shovel.
Okay, make a melee attack.
God, a melee attack? Is that...
Melee brawl.
Just brawl? Okay.
Yep, melee brawl. You are not specialized in shovels as weapons.
Well, there's fighting brawl.
Or fighting brawl, sorry. Fighting brawl.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's no BP. Please be good. No, 53.
You go to make a swing at him, but in this dim light, you don't gauge the distance properly and you miss.
I whiff.
You whiff. It is now his turn. After that punch to the face, Mr. Dunn, I need you to make an opposed POW check.
POW?
Yes. It's in power.
15.
So, what is that for? 15. Power. That is a... Unfortunately... He has a much higher POW than you, and he rolled a 20. Wait. I was reading that wrong. He rolled an 82. That is only a standard success for him. Once again, you feel the tendrils into your mind, and you shake them off. You've felt that before. I thought he'd rolled a 28. He rolled an 82. So that makes it Dottie's turn.
She wants to light him up.
You have a flashlight and a knife. Mm-hmm. You do not have any fire.
Like, does he seem to be operating off of, like, normal body mechanics? Like, he's a corpse. Like, how desiccated. Like, if I were to go trying to slash different parts, like, an Achilles heel, like, tendon or something? Would that do anything?
You're unsure. You know that you've seen attacks against him. He takes damage from them. Other than that, you're unsure if his body functions in the same way as a standard human body.
Okay, well, I think Dottie wants to do like a tuck and roll and like a psh at his Achilles heels.
Okay, it sounds cool, so let's go for it. Make a fighting brawl attack with the knife. What'd you get?
77.
A 77?
Yeah.
As you make this spectacular maneuver, you roll, but you rolled a little too far to the left, and you came across, and you missed him. It did not succeed.
Can I, like, use a leg and, like, slide them?
Nope, that was your... Hold on. No, that was your turn. Mr. Dunn, the corpse in front of you.
Dorian's going to scream in its face, "Get out of my head," and punch him again.
All right. Make your brawl attack.
I got a 30.
A 30. Well, that definitely beats his dodge of failure. So you may roll your damage.
3 damage this time.
3 damage. Corbett is looking pretty rough. You can see that he was confident when you guys came into his room and he started playing with your brains and terrifying you, and you guys were missing your attacks. And now he is definitely, as much as a corpse can look unsure and unsure of things, he does. And that takes us to Mr. Kennedy's turn.
Fire again. Fail.
Got
close that time.
This terrifying corpse is just throwing your aim off.
Oh yeah.
He's never in the military.
You're used to shooting at living targets that are trying to dodge your fire. This corpse isn't trying to dodge at all, and that's kind of throwing you off.
He needs a self-esteem roll now.
Guys, what about the book? Can we, like, if we were to, like, light the book on fire, would that do anything? Maybe he's animated by the book?
Oh!
Kind of busy punching dead guy.
It is Dr. Klein's turn. Dr. Klein, what do you want to do?
Maybe I'll run over to the corner, because I'm pretty useless in a fight. Mm-hmm. And, take a look at the... You said it was papers, it wasn't a book on this...
It's papers, yeah.
Papers. And what can... Like, what does it look like?
You're looking at it. It appears to be a set of horoscope charts. Specifically targeting certain dates.
Oh. So is it like a sheet of papers?
On a cursory examination, you see they appear to be horoscope charts.
Oh, so Sagittarius, Libra.
Or as best you can determine, it's talking about constellations and dates. And the only thing you have as a frame of reference is a horoscope.
Oh, okay.
But that's pretty much your turn in order to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Which takes us to Corbett. Mr. Dunn, I need you to make an opposed POW check again.
No.
That's better.
36.
36. And your power is...
That's a regular success.
Regular success. He also got a regular success, which means...
He wins.
He does. And as you're in your fighting stance, right? The blood's flowing in your veins. You're back in the ring. And the person, he's not there anymore. But there's a couple of, well, this is a group fight. Brawl time, let's go. Yeah, you're going to fight your friends now.
Excellent.
But it's not your turn. It is Dottie's turn. Dottie, roll a spot hidden check. So, okay. That's fine. What do you want to do?
Am I still close enough to him that I could still try and, like, recover and try and take him out of the, like, the ankles?
You want to stab him? You go ahead. You can try to stab him, sure.
I want to slice him. Try and get super slash him once down.
Go for it. Slash at him.
Slash away. Well, that's an 85.
Okay. So you miss.
Fuck.
Mr. Dunn, it is now your turn.
This is a long-ass fight.
It is, but it's also the boss fight. So, you've got three targets to pick from. One and two, Mr. Kennedy. Three and four, Dottie. Five and six, Dr. Klein. That is a three. You're going to attack Dottie.
Okay.
She seems like the one... She seems like the first one to take down. You might even be able to like send a message with this.
She's
so I need you to
pretty fucking useless. So,
so I need you to make your brawl attack against Dottie.
Okay.
Dottie, you can make a dodge action because he's very conspicuously coming up to attack you.
28.
We got a regular success.
Regular success. What is you? 28, is that? That is also a regular success for Dottie, I think, isn't it?
Just give me a second. You said dodge?
Yeah, it is. You have a regular 30 to 15. So that's a regular on a regular. That tie goes to the aggressor. That's that would mean that Mr. Dunn has succeeded in attacking you. Please roll your damage.
Mr. Dunn punches you in the face for 3 damage.
3 damage. Bam! You have just been, like, right in the jaw. Boom.
We don't need to be pretty. We can be persuasive. When it matters.
Steve, please make an opposed pow check for me for your turn.
89.
No, that is not a success.
No.
You are still dominated. Mr. Kennedy.
Let's shoot Corbett again.
Is this your last bullet?
One more?
Okay.
Miss again.
Miss again. That wall has taken many shots.
I'm a better pilot than a handgun fighter.
Apparently. That takes us to Dr. Klein.
All right. Did I notice that Dorian went after Dottie?
Oh yeah, he's really conspicuous about it. He's not trying to hide what he's doing.
I'm gonna go over again and give him the psychologist pimp slap and say, "Snap out of it, man!"
You can try. I would like you to roll an attack. He is aggressive.
Yeah, he's in his boxing stance and all that.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same as hitting him while he's prone.
Well, that's a 36. That's a fail.
That's a fail? Okay.
Yell at him.
He bobs and weaves out of it. He thinks that he's being attacked by another boxer in a brawl. Yeah, no. That puts it to Corbett's turn. He now does not look quite so... He doesn't look quite so intimidated anymore, though he does look weak. Dottie, he's going to attack you. And he's got a regular success. Can you please roll your dodge?
Sixty-two.
That is a fail, I'm afraid. Dottie, that is 6 points of damage.
Not good.
Dottie goes down.
All the way down?
All the way to zero.
Oh, no.
Are those my hit points?
Yeah, you lost 3 to the punch from Dorian. You lost another 6 now.
Okay, well...
Come, join the rest of the dead.
Yeah.
Half the players right. are dead.
Yeah, half of the player characters.
The cool kids are dead. It's not changing.
So yeah, his hand, his fingers streak out and slash across your throat. And your hand goes up to start clutching the blood that starts pouring out. Is there anything Dottie does before things go black?
Kill the bastard.
You manage to gurgle that out, and your friends that are not currently dominated hear you say that as you sink down to the ground, and everything kind of goes black on you.
Serves her right for stabbing me.
With that, we go straight past Dottie to Mr. Dunn. And Dr. Klein is right in front of you. So I would like you to make an attack against him.
Yes. 98.
98. I would like you to roll a pow check.
Only I got 50 on the dot.
50 on the dot. That's you got a 17, which is an extreme success to hold on to you.
Yeah, no.
Actually, you know what? Roll with advantage.
Okay. So.
You gotta beat his extreme success.
Yeah, it's probably not gonna happen.
Likely not, but. No. I'm gonna go with 50 on the dot.
Okay. It was worth a shot, the failure of that attack. Okay, that takes us to Mr. Kennedy.
I'll fire the last round.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No?
That's a bad miss again.
That is a bad miss. Oh, now you don't have any luck today, Mr. Kennedy.
No, I hit him 1 out of 7 shots. I should stop holding it like this.
All right, Dorian hasn't taken any damage, right? Other than being scared that one time.
Other than you smacking him.
Yeah. He took 2 points worth of damage, right?
Yep. He is. You are in full health, and he is pretty close to full health.
Yeah.
You know that if you're in a stand-up fight against...
I don't want to fight the boxer. No.
No, I mean, if you're in a stand-up fight against Dorian, you probably aren't winning that. He is a professional bare-knuckle boxer.
Yeah. I know. My only... But Corbett is also looking pretty shaky, right?
Oh, yeah. He's looking more amused, but he's still very shaky. Make a spot hidden check for me.
Oh, I can do that. Spot hidden is terrible. That is a 36 out of 45.
Okay. You noticed that when Dottie died, she dropped the knife.
Oh, that's true.
And I want you to make an intelligence check.
Oh, that might be easy. So that is a, it's only regular success, 46 out of 80.
That's enough. You,
sorry, without, 64 without, out of 80, duh.
Still good enough. Without this and consuming your turn, you flash back to words that were spoken by Vittorio Mascario. Oh. By his own weapon is the devil worsted.
Oh,
and you see right. The dagger lying on the floor by Dottie's hand.
All right, so I will go for the dagger and make a swipe at the corpse. That is a 31.
31. What is your melee attack?
31 out of 25.
That's a miss. Failure. That is a failure. That is unfortunate. Yeah. Well, Corbett, you're attacking him, and it is now his turn, and he is going to attack you back.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, wait, no, I have to roll to attack first. No, damage first. I rolled to attack. And with an 8, you can try to dodge his... is that an extreme success for him? It is not. That is a hard success.
All right, I got to get a 12 or less. And I got 46.
Unfortunately, no, he does succeed in connecting.
Hey, you know how much this suit is worth?
You take 4 points of damage.
4 damage. Okay. Ow.
And I need you to make a constitution roll.
Okay. Ooh. Hard success, 20 out of 50.
Okay, you do not feel any ill effects. Aside from the damage, you don't feel any extra ill effects.
All right.
That takes us to Mr. Dunn's turn. I'll roll it. You're going after Dr. Klein.
Oh, no. Snap out of that, man! What are you doing?
86, I miss.
That's a miss, yes. Okay. Mr. Kennedy, things are getting dire.
He didn't hear you, Eric.
Mr. Kennedy, it is now your turn, and things are looking dire.
Things are dire? All right, well, let's swing my club.
Okay.
No?
Oh, jeez. Okay, that takes us back to Dr. Klein.
Man, all right, take another swipe with the dagger. That is an 18. So that is a mere success.
Your success? With a 94, that is enough. That is certainly enough. He fails his dodge. And as you slam the dagger into his chest, his eyes go wide and he turns to dust and just scatters into the room. Oh, yeah, you're covered in mummy dust.
By the god, what happened?
And even the dust starts to just kind of fade into the cracks of the floor, leaving nothing.
How's our boxer friend? Is he snapped out of it?
Mr. Dunn, you blink a couple of times, and you're no longer fighting a bunch of opponents in a brawl. You're in the basement again. And Jimmy and Dottie are
looking for the mummy.
Mummy is nowhere to be seen. He's gone.
Now that the mummy is gone, I'll drop the dagger and see what's going on with Dottie, if I can save her.
You know what? Okay, make a medicine check.
Be good. That's a 26. Just a regular success.
Regular success? Dottie, make a luck roll for me.
Sorry, I put all my dice back in there, so I gotta find them again.
It's okay.
Damn. 88.
Oh. No. Lucky. I'm afraid not. I'm afraid Dottie was not lucky enough that regular success. If it had been a hard success, I would have let him stabilize you, but on a regular success, considering you went all the way to zero.
Am I vegetable?
No, you're just
dead.
You're just done.
You're just dead.
The wounds were just sufficient to kill you. You've bled out. There's not enough time to stop the bleeding. You've bled out.
Well, shit.
Damn it.
Yeah. You're all, well, at least to some degree, injured, if not dead.
Oh.
Yeah. Mr. Ow. Kennedy is sitting at 4 of 13 hit points. He is very injured. Dr. Klein, you're injured as well. You haven't gone below half, but...
6 out of 10, yeah.
6 out of 10, yeah.
Okay. So there's the three of us remaining.
Mm-hmm.
What just happened?
That guy sat up and, I don't know, attacked.
I'd like to leave now.
Wait, what about our... we've got three corpses down here. What are we going to do about them? We need the authorities.
I think we should see if that was the last thing in this basement. And then, yeah, we should call the authorities.
Look underneath where the corpse was. Underneath her.
You're not here. You're dead.
I'm sending a message from through the ether. I don't know.
The psychic medium died too.
Never mind.
Dr. Klein is going to go to the corner and pick up all them papers.
Okay. You want to take a look at them?
I'll shuffle through them.
You do notice something. There is a specific circled date, and you start doing some mental math as you read the entry, and it says, and it points out that today would be a great hurdle and possible turning point. Seems to be indicated there. A great trial would be endured, and it's marked for today's date.
Hmm. Okay.
You get the feeling that whatever this chart was for, it was for the being that was in this room, that it would face a great trial this day.
And it
seems not to have lived up to facing that trial.
All right. Well, what language is this in? Is it in English?
Yeah, it's in English.
Yeah. Okay. I will tuck the papers away for examination at a later date.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mr. Dunn, I would very much like for you to make an intelligence check.
I don't like these. 20.
20. You've got some dealings with the underhanded sort. You're not neck deep in the criminal underworld, but you're dabbling. There are three dead bodies, and there's no explanation for how they died. And the only people who were here when they died are you three.
Mm-hmm.
And none of this makes any sense. You have to ask yourself, what are the authorities going to think?
I know exactly what the authorities are going to think. It's not going to be good.
No, probably not. Are you saying this out loud, or are you just thinking it internally?
No, I'm saying it out loud. How are we going to explain this if you want to call the authorities?
No, you make a good point, sir.
I'm saying we got two options. Option number one, we wipe whatever fingerprints are on that dagger off, stick it back into one of these people, and we say that one of those guys went nuts. There's a lot of history of that in this house.
Option two?
Option two is we take a little bit longer finishing this job. We move all the bodies into this room. We fix the walls. And we talk to Mr. Knott and say, I don't know what happened to the other three.
We do have a issue with these corpses. And
I suppose we could dig. Oh, we could bury them.
We do have shovels.
Mm-hmm.
This is an ignominious place for the burial of these individuals.
And how good buckets of soil.
How good of people are you? Are you good people or are you bad people?
Conrad's fairly good individual. Yeah. He's somewhat. He's a little shaken at the moment.
Uh-huh. No, I get it. I'm just trying to figure out where people's heads are.
Dorian is neither good nor bad. Dorian walks in a gray area.
Um, So you're saying we have to clean up this mess ourselves?
I'm saying it's the easiest way to get us out of this without having to try and answer very uncomfortable questions that, off the top of my head, I can't think of a good answer for.
It also occurs to you, Dorian, that you know some people.
I've got some friends that can probably help us clean this situation up.
Ah, the sort where you hand over an envelope and then no questions are asked.
For something like this, it might be a costly favor, but I know some people that we might owe a thing in the future, but I can make some phone calls. Or probably not the term that they would use. I can
reach out.
I can reach out.
As you're having this conversation, you hear the door, the front door of the house open, and a pair of the feet of two individuals walking down the hallway.
Well, let's go out to the main part of the basement.
You start hearing, to you, Mr. Kennedy, you hear the familiar voice of your friend, Mr. Nod. Donald?
Yeah. We're down here.
In the basement?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on at the house? Is the house okay?
Yeah. I think so now.
Okay. It's a ladder. Hey, hang on. We'll be right down. And you see Mr. Knott and another gentleman walk their way down, very gingerly walking down. And this other gentleman is someone you've never seen before. And Mr. Knott looks at the hole in the wall. He is just shocked. And he sees the dead body of Harold Sullivan on the ground. Jesus Christ! What's going on here? Like, what? Why is the paranormal investigator who's supposed to give this house a spiritual clean bill of health, you know, why is he on the floor in a puddle of blood?
Was that an Australian accent?
Don't worry about the accent. Don't worry about the accent. And I've been doing this for too long. Accents come and go. That's the way of it. I'm not a professional voice actor. Never claimed to be.
We have no comment at the present time, sir, on the events which have just transpired.
Yeah, Mr. Knott is not holding his shit together well at this situation at all. The other gentleman, he seems to be a bit better dressed than any of you, to be quite honest. And he puts his hand on Mr. Knott's shoulder and says, "Hold on, this is why I came. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Arthur Bennett, and I represent certain individuals who keep an eye on unusual happenings in, well, this plane of existence. My boss has noticed that there's been strange things going on with this house. It was something that was on our periphery. It was not something we were actually planning to deal with, but Mr. Knott, you know, he kind of wanted to get his property moving, and well, we noticed that. It was all fine and good until, with nobody actually living here, it actually was quite quiet, and we just decided to kind of let it lie.
This house seems to have taken a toll on a number of inhabitants, and you just callously stood by and let it happen?
In the scale of the world versus, and he does the math in his head, I believe it's 6 or 7 people versus, what was the last place? I think it was Cairo. Would you like to have seen the entire city of Cairo disappear, Dr. Klein? You notice that he used your name. You didn't ask for it.
Well, that's fine.
I like magic.
Reducing
and before
humanity
before that, I think it was Krakow.
It's a philosophical question we don't have time for. What is it you are proposing, good sir?
Well, I understand that this, and he puts his hand back on the shoulder, this is not their fault. They did not do this. And it would be a gross miscarriage of justice were they, or even you, to be held responsible for these deaths, for this death. And he peers back, these deaths. Well, I guess it's 10 now. There's a certain amount of pull in the state of Massachusetts that this organization holds. We can make sure that a proper story is put together that, well, certainly not the truth, will definitely not have these folks, you know, we're not going to need to burn bodies or dump them in a swamp or something. But we'll find a suitable story that explains away what has happened. Oh, Miss Dottie. Oh, that's going to be rough. Her father was important. That is unfortunate. But I must say, given what we assessed might be here, the fact that any of you survived is astounding.
Assessed?
We knew something supernatural was in here. Are any of you proficient in fighting the supernatural?
And pointing at Mr. Knott, did he know?
Oh, goodness, no. No. We didn't even talk to him. We just kept an eye on it. He wasn't renting out the house. A couple of people had died. A few people had gone insane. You would be surprised at the number of people who go insane all the time and the things that are driving them insane. This is small potatoes, to be quite honest. In fact, there's a situation. Well, we'll get to that later. Yeah.
The question was, do we have any occult knowledge?
Yeah, kind of.
I do. I've got 25 in occult, so.
Have you ever fought a supernatural being before, Dr. Klein?
5 minutes ago.
Exactly.
As this guy's talking about how small potatoes this is and all that, Dorian's, like, clenching his fist. And, at the moment, Dorian looks angry. I rolled to see if I could control myself, and I succeeded.
Punching him would have been a very bad idea.
Probably.
Well, we will get this. We will clean this mess up. And we'll make sure that the papers aren't going to be running any stories about how anyone in this house was involved in any of this business.
That is a generous offer, sir, through whatever means you have to accomplish this. One wonders, though, what we will owe for this service.
Just a small favor.
I see. Small, again, where half a dozen lives versus the city of Cairo in Egypt.
Well, this is seemingly much more benign than that. A man who has who has an old family in the greater New England area has discovered something rather odd about his house. Or I should say he's about to.
Another house.
Another house. This one, there is no haunting in this house, trust me. But he's about to discover something there. We've seen that that's going to happen. It's not going to happen today or tomorrow. You will have a chance to rest up from your injuries, but it's going to, he's going to need some help. And I think you might have the skill set that we're looking for. We'll pad you out your group a bit more, but, if you can help him with the problem he's going to have, That would be a great deal of help to us. And we can deal with this situation for you. And that way, we don't need to... that way, no one's livelihoods are going to be affected. No one's going to go to jail. No reputations need be ruined. I mean, I can't say that this looks very good if the police were going to come in here. I am not threatening you. I don't want the police to come in here. There is no way to explain these three dead bodies very easily.
No, there
and
isn't. Oddly enough, we were just having that conversation.
What was that, Kate?
Can we resurrect them? We have this fancy note paper.
Well, I've tucked it in my...
Actually, candlelight. I don't know.
Just out of curiosity, who had the Libra Vanus?
The what?
The book. And who had the...
Oh, the book, the Latin book.
Yeah.
Yeah, Conrad took it. Conrad's the only one who could read Latin. And...
Okay, and who has the diaries?
Were they the ones I found?
I think...
The ones that were found in the cabinet.
I think Goose found those, because he was the one in the room with me, wasn't he?
It wasn't the spare bedroom. It was just a storage room on the main floor.
Oh.
They were in a boarded-up cupboard.
Oh, I think...
Mr. Dunn ripped apart.
I remember the guy saying that the only person that could care the least about it was Mr. Dunn, I believe. He got those.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys still hold on to the books. Okay.
I got nothing on my list saying I got any other property.
Yeah, so Conrad's got that Latin book and then the sheaf of notes.
Okay. Dorian's holding on to the journals now that I look at my notes. Okay.
Were you able to recover anything? Can you elaborate on what's been going on in this house? We know there was a supernatural event going on here. We do not know specifically what it was.
I just punched Mr. Corbett a couple times.
Oh.
Then he turned to dust.
That's what he was up to.
The quote, I'll speak the quote that Vittorio said. Was it the devil, by the devil's own weapon, he'll be made worse?
Okay.
I guess Conrad still got the dagger. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Did you manage to find any, did you find any other materials or information about what happened, what was going on here?
Well, the notes indicate, I'll pull the notes out.
The horoscope.
And it's like, he's supposed to have a great trial today, and
he puts on a pair of glasses and starts taking a look at it. And you see that he's not looking specifically at, he's looking at the calculations that were done in the margins and whatnot, looking at it. And it's like, and he's looking at various ones. Well, I'd say he got that about right, except that he failed. And he hands them back to you.
Okay.
Well... based on the assessment we had of what's going on here, you just fought a very powerful sorcerer.
Sorcerer?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much. How else do you explain how a person can extend their life well beyond the normal lifespan and be a walking corpse? He was a sorcerer. He cast magic spells to preserve his own existence.
I do not have answers for questions that I can't answer.
He shrugs his shoulders. Whether you want to admit that the supernatural exists, you just fought a walking, talking corpse.
So I'll look at the other two guys and say, maybe we should continue this discussion in the bar over a round or two.
I need a hospital.
Maybe after we go to the hospital.
You'll be in the hospital for some time, I think.
I need a whiskey. I just got slapped in the face. I'm fine.
Psychologically, I think Dorian's been through a lot, though.
Dorian looks at the doctor and, you got a good arm. I could work with you.
Very good.
Conrad actually had the second highest strength of anyone.
Really?
60, yeah.
Okay, oh, wow.
There everyone else had a strength of 60, 50. So now that you ascend up to the main floor, now that you're going up, you notice that the ladder doesn't move even a little bit. It's really secure. You guys did a good job of putting it down. Hmm. It's entirely possible that the walking corpse was manipulating the steps to move the ladder underneath your feet as you were trying to descend the ladder. Yes. So, goddamn wizards. Mr. Bennett, Mr. Knott pulls out the money that he owes the lot of you and just pushes all of the money towards the three of you that would go towards everyone. It's like, you've more than earned this. And Mr. Bennett hands each of you a card. We will be in touch with you, gentlemen, for the matter I spoke of. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. I am very sorry that you went through everything you went through today. It sounds just like it was an awful experience. There's not much we can do about it now.
What about compensation? I'm sorry, I'm dead, but come on, guys.
They're cleaning up your dead bodies without anyone finding out about it.
And technically, we just got double pay.
Yeah, we got double.
Yeah, they just got paid double. They got Jimmy's money, too.
Nice.
Jimmy, Dottie, Harold. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. I guess we'll let Mr. Bennett take it from here, then.
Yeah.
I say we get, I'm sorry, Mark, what's your character's name again?
Donald Kennedy.
I say we help Donald get himself to the hospital because he's a little bit messed up.
Yeah, and Conrad could use a doctor as well.
And then when, once you guys are all patched up, I'll be at this bar.
They might be keeping Mr. Kennedy overnight. We'll have to see.
I might need a few nights of drinking.
That is valid and fair.
Okay.
So
we will reconvene in a day or two and discuss Mr. Bennett's offer. Probably the smartest thing to do.
Well, and with that, you have successfully completed, more or less, this investigation. It was a bloody one, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
You all did very well, all things considered. You did a great job. And now it is time to hand out the rewards.
Oh.
If Corbett is conquered and destroyed, each participating investigator gains 1d6 sanity points.
Permanent sanity?
Even the dead ones?
Well, you're dead. No.
Or can sanity back.
It goes back. Your maximum sanity should still be 99, so it just goes towards what you have. Like, it's not this out of this. Your maximum's 99 regardless. So if you didn't lose any sanity, you just get topped up by 1d6.
Gotcha.
So my sanity, starting sanity is 40, current is 38.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a 6.
So you go up, you gain sanity through this. Even though you lost some temporarily, you gain some back.
So I go up to 44 or just back up to 40?
Yeah, you go to 44.
Okay.
Because your maximum is 99.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. I only get one back.
Same.
Yeah, you lost a lot.
Not same.
Boo.
Conrad, you come out of this better than ever. Sweet.
Okay.
Yes. Do you want to just,
sainter
like,
than ever,
fall asleep, crying in the fetal position with me? Or, like, is that okay?
That is okay. I'm sorry I had to kill you.
No, you're not. Nice.
No, I'm not really.
Yeah, you killed me twice, you bastard.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Completely random. I rolled dice for that. The dice killed you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I built Dorian expecting him to die.
Well, that was kind of the thing. My game plan for starting this off was, okay, as soon as they bust in, I'm taking over Dorian, and he's going to start biting you all. It didn't work out, but then I took over Dottie, and she just started going all Lizzie Borden on you guys.
And then she fucking sucked as soon as she got her consciousness back.
I was rooting for you the whole time. Like, each time you're going to stab him, like, she's going to stab him and he's going to turn to dust. All you guys had to do was nick him with that knife and he turned to dust. That's why he dominated you. You had the knife.
I didn't need to slice anything. I just needed to, like, make a paper cut.
Yeah, you just had to get the knife into him and he would die. That's why he dominated you. It took the knife.
But fuck off.
It took the knife completely out of a fight. And that's what he wanted. Because he had, like, as soon as you guys entered the house, he cast a spell on himself called Flesh Ward, which gave him a buffer of hit points that you had to chew through. Which, throwing the kerosene, that lantern on him, burned away all of it.
Nice.
So Conrad was the hero.
You killed him. So, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1d6 sanity, which I only got one.
Okay, any skills that you use successfully, you get the opportunity to increase them right now.
Okay.
So any skills throughout this entire investigation which you successfully used, even if it's not one of your core skills or even one of your hobby skills, if you successfully use it, you get a chance to increase it now. So what you do is you roll a percentage dice, and if you roll over your skill value, you get to increase it by 1d10.
Oh. Okay.
So the more skills you successfully use, the more increases you potentially can get.
Okay, so.
But you only get one try per skill.
Okay.
I do not increase my charm.
And listen.
Hey, firearms goes up.
Do dead people get the opportunity to start new characters?
Oh, yeah. The part of what I said we were going to have to pad out your group is that you guys get to make new characters.
Yeah. Do you want to be like weird twins, like on Shining, you know?
Oh, you guys want to be a pair, like a special pair? That would be cool.
I'd be so down. Really cool.
If you guys want to do that, if you guys want to be a special pair.
We'll have to get together, we'll figure out what we're going to do.
Dorian's brawl goes up to 84.
Oh. Interesting.
So my list is
hidden
to
76.
Your listen goes up? Okay.
Oh, medicine goes up too.
Medicine goes up? Nice.
Medicine goes up by 10. How about that? 51.
Nice.
And then the only other one I used is spot hidden. And that does not go up.
So I will tell you that the next, okay. I suppose we've done a lot right now. We should end this.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we're running at
almost 3 hours.
Almost double recording time.
Okay, sorry about that, Goose. All right. And that is our adventure. Thank you for joining us for this adventure. Join us for our next Call of Cthulhu investigation, which we'll be doing shortly. We will be doing another investigation. This one will be called The Darkness Beneath the Hill. And we'll be picking that up very shortly. We'll have everyone say goodbye, starting with our dearly departed Goose.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good night.
Kate.
Light a candle, say a prayer. Dottie's done. Good night.
Steve.
Have a good night, everybody.
Mark.
Time in the shooting range.
And the slaughterer, Graham.
Good night, all. We'll see you next time.
And I have been Eric, your keeper of arcane lore. If you want to find us on the social medias, go to linktree.com/COJ roleplaying and have a great evening. Bye.